So out of the gate this afternoon, a couple of very talented folks with ties to Maine and friends of the show as well. You know them from their wonderful documentary on the troop greeters at Bangor International Airport, The Way We Get By, a terrific drama that they wrote and directed called Beneath the Harvest Sky. And their brand new film is coming out in September. The trailer was released yesterday, and it looks great. It's called Queenpins. It stars one of my absolute favorites, Kristen Bell from The Good Place. Oh, yeah, and that little Disney thing called Frozen that was moderately successful. And a stellar cast of talent. We had a chance to catch up earlier today with the folks who wrote the screenplay and directed the film, our friends Aaron Gaudette and Gita Palapoli. Let's talk about the trailer, which came out yesterday. It looks fantastic. You guys have to be pleased with that and the initial reaction you're getting, which has been universally positive.
Thank you. Yeah, we're so excited about this movie, and we've been waiting for the trailers to drop for a while because we were hoping people would love it the way we loved the trailer. And just Kristen Bell, Vince Vaughn, Paul Walter Hauser, Kirby Howell-Baptiste, they're just dynamite to work with and gave us so much during a time when we thought, man, people really need to laugh. This has been a really stressful year. Let's really get them to laugh.
Well, and yeah. looking at that cast list, and you mentioned some of them, but my word, it's a who's who of comedy. Mark Evan Jackson, Stephen Root, who I absolutely love, Joel McHale. Well, what a great group.
Yeah, for sure. We're so lucky. And part of that is having our great casting director, Allison Jones, who's cast like every great TV and film comedy in the last two decades. Yeah. So she brings a lot of like heft to the project. Everybody knows her.
We finally said to Allison, and we finally wrote you a comedy, because this, you know, we are not known for comedies.
Right. We were joking. Anybody, especially in Maine, that knows our first two films, we would be the last people they would expect to make a comedy. But it just felt like this story was so absurd with, you know, because it's inspired by a true story. It's so absurd with coupons and postal inspector SWAT teams and whatever. It just felt like it had to be a comedy.
So for anybody who doesn't know and has maybe seen the trailer now and has some clue, can you give a little bit of the plot synopsis for those who aren't aware of what Queenpins is all about?
Sure. Yeah. Queenpins is inspired by the story of these two women in Phoenix who counterfeit coupons and end up being part of a $40 million coupon scam. And a loss prevention officer and postal inspector, played by Vince Vaughn and Paul Walter Hauser, have to figure out who's behind the coupon scam and investigate it. So it becomes, like we like to say, two buddy comedies for the price of one.
Right. Hopefully you're enjoying Kristen and Kirby, but also Paul and Vince are such a great combo coming after them. And, you know, it really becomes like you're somehow kind of rooting for both pairs to succeed.
We're talking with Aaron Gaudette and Gita Palapoli, Team A&G, here on Downtown. Their new movie, Queenpins. The trailer is out now. Scheduled for release, correct me if I'm wrong, September 10th?
Yeah, exactly. Opening theatrically September 10th. And then they haven't announced the date yet that it will also be on Paramount Plus streaming some date after that.
That's and wonderful. Then Showtime after that.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Now, I know as an actor, when you do comedy to make it work, you don't play it like comedy. You play it straight. You look for the truth. Is it the same from a director's perspective?
Yeah, I think so. And we would always tell the actors, like, you know, Kristen's character, Connie, would be like, Connie does not know that she's in a comedy. Like, Connie is definitely in a drama.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we were always just looking for the most honest, truthful version of every scene, and then the humor would come out of that naturally.
There are some crazy things that happen in the movie that are so absurd they could only happen in real life. And that's what we realized in this. You know, our whole, you know, brand as filmmakers is that we look for based on true stories and then make them into the narrative space in terms of films. And what we realized is, this story all the choices and decisions that were made there were so absurd that it's hard to believe it's actually true, but it's true.
Now, obviously, filming in the time of COVID is a challenge. Did you do it all on sound stages, or did you do any location shooting?
Almost all locations. We had a couple days at the end on sound stages, but there was a place in sort of east of Los Angeles where this facility that we're kind of able to like own, this outdoor space where there were some homes and everything, that we could kind of create a bubble to keep everyone safe and test everyone every day. And so we shot, you know, a huge portion of the movie and this facility that if we didn't have that, it would have been really hard to go to all these different locations during COVID and keep everybody safe.
Well, and the film is coming along at a good time, certainly as the country opens up, but we're doing very well here in the state of Maine. And I know, look, we've all been watching things on screens in our homes for a long time, but I know so many people are looking to get back in a movie theater and have that communal experience. And to me, it's especially important when it's a comedy. You want to laugh with other people.
Exactly. We felt the same way. I mean, when we were in production on Queen Pins, we kept saying, like, how exciting would it be to get groups of people together in a movie theater to come and see this and laugh like they've never laughed before in such a long time? Because it's really hard right now, and I'm sure you see this as well, it's really hard to make comedies in Hollywood. It's just, you either have a very small budget, it's just not the right...
Especially to open them in theaters.
Exactly.
You know, it is Marvel, yeah. Star Wars movies, or yeah. horror movies, or Pixar kids movies.
Right.
Comedies are sort of tough to still open theatrically. Yeah. But we always feel like that's the best way to experience a good yeah. comedy is in a theater full of people. We when we knew... You know, initially we were supposed to make it just as the pandemic hit and everything closed down. So when we got it up and running during the pandemic, we really did lean in and say, you know, let's make this as sort of like commercially comical as we can, because people need to laugh. So we were sort of thinking like, this can come out on the back end of this and give a reason for people to laugh. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the movie business has changed so much in recent years that opening weekend in many ways is everything. Is there some pressure that you want that solid weekend opening on the 10th?
We always feel the pressure for that. It is so important because it just signals to the industry that this is a movie audiences want to see. So coming out and seeing it in the theater, A, is just awesome for us, but B, it's also so critical for our careers to know that we can open it well on opening weekend.
And I think when it opens, it's going to be opening like limited screens at yeah. the beginning. So it really is like sort yeah. of per screens, like how many people come out to those theaters where it's playing to hopefully incentivize them to open it on more screens.
But we want people to make sure to get out there that first weekend, because the sooner you're out there, the better it will help and get it onto more screens. Now, at the same time, having that added advantage of being on a streaming service afterwards, that's got to feel good, too, because that gets a whole lot more eyes on your film than if it was just in theaters.
Yeah, for sure. And it's allowing people to watch it on their own time and also to rewatch it. I think that was the thing that we loved about this movie, is when we started testing it, there were a lot of like fun scenes and quotable lines. And what we realized is people were watching it and then rewatching it when we were doing test screening. So that to us meant like, okay, we did our job, but also it plays for something really great when it gets to the streaming and then also to TV.
We're talking with Aaron Gaudette, Gita Palapoli, Queen Pins. The trailer's out now. It comes to theaters on the 10th of September. Let's, I want to talk a little bit, because we were just talking about you guys on the show a few weeks ago when a story came out about the film you'd been working on previously, Crook County. You were working with Adam McKay, And it just didn't come together. Financing was a problem. Adam was very supportive of you guys in the article I saw, and said, love the film, love the script. It's a movie I still want to see made at some point. But can you give us some of the story of what happened there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, we agree with Adam. We yeah. still want to see it made. And partly, you know, we had made The Way We Get By and Beneath the Harvest Sky, which were both two small budget movies. And then we came out here and we wrote the script for Crook County, and the budget was just so much bigger than anything we had ever made. And part of it was, you know, we had to prove ourselves at a studio level, and which is really what Queen Pins was. When we set out to make Queen Pins, when Crook County fell apart, we said, hey, we're going to go make a movie that's a little bit smaller budget, but show them that we can make something that's commercial. And when, you know, a couple of weeks ago when it finished and it sold to Paramount Plus, we were kind of like, okay, mission accomplished. Like, that was a couple year process, but we feel like we came through on that.
We increased our value as film directors in the industry. And what that means is now we get to make the films, a bigger film that we want to make. Still always very hard and struggling to get made, but it actually now allows us to make Crook County the way we want to make it, with the right partners to be able to make it the way we had always envisioned it when we wrote it.
But that's something we're actively working on now, is trying to get that up and running again.
Yeah. Now, you also were awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship. Can you explain that, what that's about and how it all worked for you?
Well, we were so privileged to be able to have been chosen as Guggenheim Fellows, which the Guggenheim supports mid-career artists and scholars in very different aspects of different fields. And it allowed us to be able to take the time to work on Crook County and also Queen Pins for a full year and get paid doing it. It's a great program and a great fellowship that supports artists in a way that if they weren't there to support it, the art might not have been able to get made.
I'm just curious. So what percentage of your time goes to the business end of filmmaking, and what percentage is the creative aspect?
Well, it's a good question, because I think so much of it is in different phases. You know, right now we're starting to do more of the business side of making sure the marketing and distribution for our film is as we had envisioned and hoped. So that's just a lot of managing and dealings with the studios and publicity teams and marketing teams. But when we're writing, for example, you know, we could be writing for 6 to 8 months on a project. And then when you go into production, like, all of that to us is the creative. So that can be years of just working on the creative to then have, you know, 6 to 8 months working on the business side of it.
And when we first came out here, you know, for those first few years where we were trying to get Crook County off the ground, we were just writing every day and wrote several scripts. And now, you know, with Queen Pins and trying to get some of them made, it's like, sometimes less writing and more now trying to make the scripts that we've kind of stockpiled.
Well, I can't wait to see Queen Pins. I'm such a Kristen Bell fan. I loved Veronica Mars, The Good Place, one of my favorite shows of all time. So don't tell me she was awful to work with. I want to hear the stories about how wonderful she was to work with.
She is a total pro. And it was just such a great sort of partner to partner up with. And she was such a champion in helping with COVID as well. She would always be trying to incentivize the crew to be careful, because it wasn't really, we were keeping them very safe on set. It was really getting buy-in to do safe things when you're off the set, when you go home at night. So you're not bringing COVID back to the set. And she was always like championing that message.
She did like a whole lottery on set where for all of the crew that didn't test positive, that were being safe, they should raffle off like, I think, $1,000 each week.
Right. You got to the end of the week and everybody had negative COVID tests. There'd be a raffle. I mean, she was amazing to work with.
That's great. It got to be fun for a guy like Paul Walter Hauser, too, who's been known for some pretty intense dramas, to do something very different.
He is fantastic in this film.
Like, he will definitely be known for comedy after this movie. He's so funny in the movie.
Yeah.
And he was excited. He and Vince had a relationship going before they both came on board. So they were excited to work together. And I think that really comes through in their duo and their storyline.
I saw, Aaron, that NESCOM retweeted the trailer, and we're proud to mention that an alum is out there doing great things. Could you have imagined when you were a student here in Bangor that this is the path you'd be on?
No. Yeah, I think about that a lot, actually. And part of it was meeting Gita and having somebody else that shared my ambition to get something like this off the ground. But yeah, it feels like a long time ago, but sometimes NESCOM graduates will reach out to me that are like new out in Los Angeles and stuff. And it's always, I always want to reach out and see if there's any way I can help them, because I know there's probably not that many of us out here.
I'm always impressed by the journey that Aaron's taken, because the path that he's taken, he never had an easy path to get to Hollywood. And to see what he's accomplished from where he started is incredible. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, and of course, around here, not much time goes by without hearing people still talk about The Way We Get By. That was such a beautiful film and told such an important story for the people here in Maine.
Yeah, and it was a little more or a little less than a year ago when Jerry Mundy passed away, the third troop greeter that we profiled, and it was really hard to know that all three of them were gone.
I mean, we just have to say that The Way We Get By will, no matter what we do in our careers, will be the most important film in our lives, because Bill, Joan, and Jerry taught us so much about who we wanted to be as a couple, who we wanted to be as filmmakers, who we wanted to be just as human beings out in the world. And their dedication and commitment to just improving people's lives was so profound to us. And they had so much wisdom to share with us that we just hope The Way We Get By stays in people's orbit for a very, very long time.
Even though here in the industry, whenever we meet someone, a producer or someone, that's one of the first things we send to them if they want to know who we are as people and filmmakers. And they usually come back and tell us how much they were crying through it. But it's like we were so proud of that movie and what it did for us.
Well, we are so excited to see Queen Pins and so happy for the both of you. We wish you much success with the film. Hope it's huge. Hope it opens even more doors for you. We look forward to seeing Crook County down the road as well. And it's so appreciative of you making a little time for us today.
Of course. And congratulations on 2,500 episodes.
Yeah, we're honored to be on your 2,500 episode. How exciting.
I hope you didn't clean up special just for this, because that would be
too. I did go take a shower and comb my hair and everything. I wasn't planning on it.
That's more than I did today. So I appreciate the effort. It's good to see you both. Good luck and thanks again.
Great to see you, Rich.
Great to see you.